ABC Radio Australia.
Now we head to Nauru, where the government has declared a state of disaster over the whole island after an unexploded World War II bomb was identified earlier this month. Residents are being evacuated and a public holiday now decelerated while the bomb is disarmed by a team of professionals. Erod Harris is one of the residents whose house is in the exclusion zone. Marion Farr spoke with her about how her family is preparing.
We actually did not find out on the news. The first time that we knew about it was when police arrived at our place and told us to evacuate. That was on Sunday evening. So we started evacuating, not really knowing what's going on. And then they announced on the radio that there was a bomb that they found, and a UXO.
And where did you evacuate to?
We just drove around the island that's like not in the evacuation zone. Yeah.
And that was on Sunday. What sort of happened since then?
Since then, we've been told to evacuate every day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we just drive around the island and just avoid the red zone area.
And so is your house located in the red zone?
It is located in the 400 meter zone.
I understand that they've now located the UXO and that they're going to be trying to safely detonate it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I do trust the process, and I'm hoping for the best but expecting the worst. So I feel safe because we are going to be evacuated. But I'm just praying that those who are working to execute the bomb are going to be safe as well.
Yeah. How are people in Nauru in general feeling about it? Has it caused sort of a big disruption to day-to-day life?
Yes, because like less than half of Nauru will be required to evacuate. So I don't think 5 hours a day is going to disrupt anything, but there's going to be a free people day, no work day, stay with families, make sure everyone's safe. So we're kind of making like a fun day instead of a evacuation dangerous day thing. Yeah.
What have you been doing to fill your time during the evacuations? What are you up to today?
Oh, what am I up to today? Well, I am at work. My family are just packing and getting ready to move out tonight. Yeah.
So what happens tonight? Do you need to do like a full evacuation of your house? Like what have you been told to do?
We are told to evacuate tomorrow, but some families are starting to evacuate today just to avoid the crazy run around in the early morning of tomorrow.
Yeah. And how does this evacuation differ from the ones that you've had to do previously this over the last week?
For this one, because it's going to be 200 kilometer zone evacuation, and so we don't really have any family that far away, so now we're just making sure we're packing enough food and water, clothing and all the essentials just in case anything does happen. Yep.
And are you going to like an evacuation center? Have you been given some accommodation where you can stay?
Yes, fortunately, the Nauru government has provided accommodation for 400 meter zone. So, yeah, that's good.
And do you have kids yourself?
Yes, I do have one child that's on island right now.
And how's your child feeling about all of this? Do they know what's going on? Is it exciting?
He's actually too young to understand, but we're going to make it an exciting day for them, like a day outing and going out, swimming if the weather permits. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it sounds like you're definitely making the most of the situation and allowing it to not be too disruptive, but yeah.
Yes.
What are you hoping for? How are you hoping for this to be resolved?
I'm just hoping that no one gets injured or no loss of life, just everyone to be safe.